The spotlight is once again on the Prime Minister and his handling of the bushfire crisis. Yesterday, while much of the country was reeling from the infernos which ripped through communities on New Year's Eve, Scott Morrison was hosting the Australian and New Zealand cricket teams at Kirribilli. He told the players that the Sydney Test will be held against the backdrop of the bushfires.
Australians will be gathering, whether it's at the SCG or around television sets all around the country, and they'll be inspired by the great feats of our cricketers from both sides of the Tasman, and I think they'll be encouraged by the spirit shown by Australians and the way that people have gone about remembering the terrible things that other Australians are dealing with at the moment.
David Crowe is a political correspondent with The Herald and The Age. He joins us now. Good morning, David.
Morning, Cathy.
Was that a bit tin-eared?
I think Scott Morrison's been on the defensive since the decision to come back from Hawaii when the bushfires were really causing so much destruction. And that's made it difficult for him to respond in a more, with a better tone, I think, because I think he runs the risk of looking like he's overcompensating if he gets out to every fire ground right now. And he seems to be taking the approach that it's better for him to look as though everything's under control and there's no need for him to show any signs of heightened activity. I think that is not a good look at the moment because we've got so much destruction at the moment. We've got other political leaders like Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews and New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian out in the community looking at what's happening. And I think there are natural questions about why Scott Morrison is not doing that. Now, today he's going to the funeral for Jeff Keaton, one of the firefighters who died with the Royal Fire Service. So he's not, just going to the cricket. He is active. But I think some of his comments do seem to strike the wrong tone when we're seeing other people out in the community listening to what's happening on the ground and responding to it.
Well, we certainly not only had that soiree with the cricketers yesterday, while much of the country burned, but New South Wales and Victoria at least, but on New Year's Eve he had the comment there that there's no better place to raise kids than Australia, which was promptly followed by so many images of terrified kids fleeing bushfires wearing face masks. There's an observation out today that the Scott Morrison seems to be paralysed on any topic that has a possible link to climate change. Is the politics of climate change trumping empathy here?
I think paralysed is probably going too far. And, when I think back to, whether Australia's a great place to raise kids, I like to think that most Australians would still think that that's true. But climate change is a huge weakness for the government. And the bushfire season has revealed that in even greater detail. I mean, any stronger comment by Scott Morrison on responding to climate change is certain to cause unease within his own party room. This is a problem that has brought down leaders in the past, Malcolm Turnbull most noticeably. And so he's always got to be careful on not getting too strident on climate change. And we see that right now. I mean, the science on the indirect connection between climate change, drought, and heightened risk of bushfire is all there from the scientists. And it's not true to say that Scott Morrison denies that. However, he's very cautious in the way that he addresses it, and he's not direct in some of his language about it. And so, therefore, that does present the impression that he's not taking it seriously enough. And that then goes into the question of whether governments have prepared adequately for the bushfire emergency that we are now seeing.
Well, the Young Liberals in New South Wales are today demanding an overhaul of government policy on climate change. Do you think that these fires may spark greater internal pressure within the coalition to do more?
I think it's quite possible. And I think that move by the Young Liberals is very, very interesting because it's in situations like these that we do see people checking again on the views on climate change, and that it may shift the view within the party room. And to be frank, given the division in federal politics on climate change for so long now, more than a decade, the only realistic chance for a more assertive approach by the Australian government at the moment on climate change is a shift in view within the Liberal and National Party rooms. Now, I'm not predicting that that will happen, because I think that there's also a risk that the language around this current bushfire emergency hardens some of the views, hardens some of the denialists within the Liberal Party room. So we get to see how that plays out, but I think that is certainly a key thing to watch right now.
David Crowe, thank you for your analysis this morning.
Thank you, Cathy.
David Crowe is the chief political correspondent with the Melbourne Age and the Sydney Morning Herald.